Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is John.
And I'm Britt.
She's the nerdy.
He's the beautiful.
And we just now fucked up this intro. I'm just going to keep on going. So, welcome one and all to the second Indigo Files episode. We are doing what I consider the sister to I Choose You, Pokemon Emergency. Here's the thing. If you're going to watch one, watch both. We're doing this episode by episode. That's not how I recommend doing these two in specific, because they feel so connected. I know that all of them are kind of one after the other in canonical order. This one is so immediately after the end of the last one, you might as well say it's the same episode. Some of them will have Ash and Tim friends kind of, they've walked down the path a further way or something. This one kind of doesn't feel like that.
Kind of bleeds into each other.
Yep. I also think I should bring up, and this is something I did not think about in the first episode, maybe someday I can maybe dub in or put a note in the description of the first one. Guys, this is not for all ages. The reason I say it is because we did get an email. And I will say thank you so much to the concerned parent who sent me this email, because I'm not trying to victimize nobody. But I will say they were apparently showing it to their kid or something, some mom somewhere, showing their daughter the Pokemon anime. First of all, great choice. But it's not a great choice to use this as a companion piece.
Yeah.
I don't know how you found us under the Sylph Center. Thank you for it, though. But just remember, we're actually not an all-ages podcast. I do tend to cuss like a sailor, and I get pretty passionate on points. But this episode, like I said, is a classic, and thank you all for coming on by. Let's get started.
And enjoy.
So, an aspect that we didn't really touch on last time, and I'm going to be doing one more of these at the beginning of the next episode. This time, we're going to talk about the Who's That Pokemon.
I love the Who's That Pokemon.
So, Who's That Pokemon, for all that is uninitiated, what are you doing on this podcast, first of all? But I need to stop making jokes like
so
that.
So literally, it's like at the, I think, the beginning of the episodes, and it's like a thing where they ask, who is that Pokemon?
Yep. Well, it goes, basically, when it would be a commercial break, because obviously this is one of those things that it kind of ages wrong. At the beginning of a break, it would go, who's that Pokemon, and show a blued out silhouette.
And I love it.
And then, at the end of the commercial break, it was so cool because you would be able to know what that Pokemon is.
Yeah, and you'd know if you got it right.
Yeah, so while you're going up getting your soda, you're like, I bet you that's a fucking Venonat. And then you get the answer correct or
Or wrong,
which I doubt it. Just trust me.
I was not the kind of kid that got the answer right.
I never got it wrong. I knew too many things about Pokemon.
I liked Pokemon, but I always got it wrong.
That reminds me of that old short video where the guy's like, it's Pikachu! It's Clefairy! Fuck! Oh no, but I wanted to talk about this segment because it's just a lot of fun. So this episode starts on me knowing that Ash needs a fucking Tic Tac because he's 2 feet from the camera.
I know, right? The first thing I thought was, did they have to put him so close to the camera?
I know it's just a little thing, but like, come on. By the way, we're going to fail to mention this every single time, so I figure I'm just going to say this here one time, once and for all, and that's it. There are anime recaps in this where it shows off the last episode in summary in, like, what is it, like, right. 20 seconds?
But since we've, like, talked about the episode before, we're not going to do the recaps.
Yeah. For our purposes, these are completely useless, as you guys already know what happened last time. These are nice, I will say. And to be honest, I really wish they wouldn't have done this, though. I did want to bring these up partially now that I think about it.
Right.
Because I do think this is actually a pretty big flaw in the show. If you missed last week's episode of Pokemon, or just however often they came out, I can't remember, to be honest.
Then you got a spoiler because they put the recap in there.
Yeah. Literally, it shows the result of the last episode. I hope they... I have not watched past, by the way, Pokemon Advanced for a few episodes. By that time, I was getting a bit too busy and had a lot of other hobbies, and it just never really worked out to me watching the show up until I was an adult. And now I'm just going to try to slowly watch the animes, etc., etc. I don't know if they ever get rid of these recaps, but I hope we do see the end of them. Because really, I absolutely hate the idea. As cool as it is for the people who are faithfully watching every week.
Yeah.
Mm.
I get what you're saying. I really do.
It just kind of feels like you're like, dude...
It feels like you're messing up the back experience for, that one. For somebody.
Yeah. Especially because this was the 90s and I'm still counting it as the 90s.
Right.
Under which I judge it. I mean, this is a cornerstone of it. And if you don't have internet or a streaming service, you can't just go back whenever you want. So that's just kind of nuts. So Pokemon Emergency starts out with blue ass for a hat over here, Officer Jenny, yelling at the people of Viridian City that there is going to be some Pokemon mappers in the area and, you know, watch your shit and stuff. And then she comes upon Ash. I've actually got a still frame right now, that way me and Britt can watch, but if you... pause the episode, the second she grabs him by the shirt, you can see a wanted poster. Of Team Rocket, yes, but I would presume if someone was putting wanted posters up, it's probably Officer Jenny.
Which means she knows what they look like. Yes.
And yet you see a kid with all of these bright-ass clothes compared to having a white shirt with an R on it.
And an injured Pokemon.
And the first thing you think is, oh yeah, that's fucking Team Rocket. Get him. Yeah, that's real great. Seriously, though. It's like, she fesses up and apologizes immediately, but at the same time, this is your boys in blue?
This is evidently their boys in blue officers.
This is the county's best. This whole world is fucked.
Especially if Jenny's the one that's running it for, like, the cop station.
If this is the best they can do, then we are in so much trouble here in the Pokemon world, and this is only episode 2. All while Jenny starts driving Ash off to the center, we actually see the first physical appearance of Team Rocket in the whole show, and I'm going to tell you right now, they're great chaos. Some people think they're kind of useless here and there in the plots, and while I can agree...
I kind of like them. Like, on this one, they were literally, like, using a fishing hook to try and get the stupid poster of them off of the wall.
Misty suddenly appears with her bike completely charred up on her back trying to catch up with Ash.
And she's like, wait!
She's so mad. Okay. Alright. So we just paused after Jenny decided she would rather take Ash right up to the counter.
With her motorcycle.
Into the Pokemon Center. And of course, Joy being the only one that's actually pretty sane in this whole fucking episode so far.
Was like, you know we gotta drive it way right.
It's a Pokemon emergency. Name drop. Alright. Seriously, the Joy situation I love to death. I think it's always funny. There's the whole thing where there's just a family full of completely identical women. But sometimes I like to just headcanon that there's only one. You figure out what that means. What's with the needless cold shouldering they're doing here? I mean, Nurse Joy just basically gave him the seventh degree about letting him battle until they're done, and she just don't care.
Yeah, she, like, literally was like, "What? You don't let your Pokemon battle until it's in this condition."
And he's like, "You don't know what happened." She's like, "What's in the past is in the past." Okay, that's well and good, but, like, aren't you supposed to know what a patient's, like, status is before you start treating? What if you're giving them the wrong treatment?
Right?
It's really and honestly weird, and also, I like how this nurse actually asked who that kid is when he was just carrying the Pikachu. Like, I don't even think that's... I don't know. Now the Nurse Joy's pissed me off, too. That's great. Two episodes in, and I'm already mad at something I'm going to see a lot during this series. Come to think of it, we're probably going to want to keep an eye on the behavior of the Joys and the officers just to find out, like, do they ever improve from this? Because I honestly don't remember a lot. It seems like they're always mean. I don't know. They seem like very serious women, and to be fair, they got serious jobs, okay? I'm an adult, I get the concept.
One's a nurse
but...
and one's a doctor. Or, not doctor, I meant one's a nurse and one's a police officer, I meant.
My memory of Joy is actually pretty soft. So, was I wrong all these years? I actually don't know. I also want to just point out real quick for all of you guys out there, I'm pretty sure this Pidgey that's in the freaking... clock is actually a shiny Pidgey.
I would get so annoyed with it doing that every 5 seconds while I'm waiting for my Pokemon to, like, literally get revived.
I assume this is an hourly, like, cuckoo clock thing, though. I don't think he does it all the time. However, that does mark off every hour that the Pokemon's been in there, so that's probably not much better. Now that
yeah,
I think about
you're
it.
You're right. I can agree with that.
Yeah, probably. After a particularly nice but hilarious conversation with his mom over video phone, also known as 90s Skype, freaking Ash is asked if he still changes his underwear every day by his mom, and he's never going to get that.
Yeah, it was heartwarming until that moment.
Yeah. I don't know why she's got to ruin it. But... we actually have him hanging up and looking at a set of stone-looking tablets depicting the legendary three birds and Arcanine. Arcanine, I believe there was something to do with him supposedly being a legend earlier on in development, maybe, or something. I know for a fact on the base set Arcanine cards, you can actually see... it actually shows him being called the legend Pokemon underneath the card art. But the actual stones are collared in sort of what makes sense. I don't know why green is Zapdos and yellow is actually Arcanine. But I don't know what I would have made Arcanine. Maybe make him orange. But Zapdos certainly shouldn't be green. Moltres is red, and of course Articuno's blue. It's just a nice little visual. It's quick.
But I like it. It's pretty.
I do love this. I kind of always wished when I was a kid I had a poster like this, though. Because I feel like that might have been really cool. I've also always wondered if these might be some kind of concept sketches that were reused to become these illustrations here on the wall, but... now we're getting into the weeds of full speculation, so I better just let it go. Okay, apparently I was wrong. Apparently one of them is supposed to be Ho-Oh for God knows what reason. I'm not even sure. So I wonder if that bottom right is actually supposed to be Raikou or something.
Maybe. Because he just seen a, like, little visual of Ho-Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no. This is weird. That's a weird moment. Especially this is Gen 1. I know Generation 2's games were being made right around the same time as the anime. So, maybe I'm just thinking wrong. I don't freaking... Nah. The weird thing is, the next thing that happens is that Professor Oak calls the Pokemon Center to try to get a hold of Ash and, well...
He's calling through one of those little tablets.
The weird part really isn't that. To me, the weird part is that, well, he doesn't know that Ash is at the freaking Poke Center.
Like, Ash literally tells him, how could I be answering the phone if I wasn't at the Pokemon Center in Viridian City?
The only thing I can guess is because the dubbing wouldn't have fit if they wouldn't have put other things in. Because obviously this had to be dubbed. And funny thing is, back then, you actually are seeing the Japanese version of the animation. So they probably just had to come up with something that fit.
Right.
I wonder what the original said, because I feel like that couldn't be... I don't know if that could be
it. Professor Oak couldn't be that stupid, right?
Yeah, nah, I don't think so. He's a little sillier over here than in Japan, and if I have to hazard a guess. Hey, check it out, though. The thing is, it's Team Rocket time! I'm going to kind of elaborate more on what I said, and I'm going to see what you think about my thoughts here. So, the thing with Team Rocket, I think they are a good burst of action, because without them in these early days, it would be nothing but comedy and stuff. So, the stuff they bring to the table is mostly on the side of, oh shit, something just got real.
Yeah, I agree.
This show may be for kids, but you gotta have some conflict, and they bring it. A lot of people say, oh, sometimes they come in. They might come in a couple times, and I'm like, maybe they would change things, maybe they wouldn't, but I do like seeing them, like, every time, to be honest. I think they're a fun part of the show. It's kind of... I will tell you one I don't like. Eventually, we're going to see the Jigglypuff. But I don't think that's until, like, way later.
Right.
To me, Jigglypuff basically stops the episode most of the time, rather than being all that helpful. So, maybe we'll get to a point where we see a good Jigglypuff appearance, but that's one I'm generally not looking forward to.
I like Jigglypuff.
I think it's fine. It's not like it's bad. In fact, I can think of one time that it definitely helps out down the line later on, but not my favorite. Not my favorite. Sometimes it feels like it just literally happens for Deus Ex Machina style reasons. We actually heard the first time they ever used the Team Rocket motto, and it's going to be in my head until the day I'm dead, so I might as well just love it. I always
I love their little mantra that they do.
Though it's always kind of funny to me that everything just stops while it happens. Because by the time, right? Like, there's a couple time where Meowth even gets, like, kind of aware of it. And it's just like, dude, what are we doing? Unfortunately, I think that isn't until, like, Orange Islands. Maybe it happens somewhere here in the anime, but we'll see. Absolutely grand time, great song. Especially the actual, there is a, like, full version of the Team Rocket theme that they made for this show, so hopefully we'll be able to comment on that sometime soon. So, I definitely have a lot to comment on from, I was just gonna recap the whole entire action sequence. But I've actually noticed something interesting, Brits. Did you notice this actually answers the question of what happens if there's an emergency break-in at a Pokemon Center? It just gets all the Pokemon get sent to a different center.
I think that's pretty cool.
That's kind of neat that that's continuity that they would think of. You know, I think that's kind of neat anytime I can see how anything works in the Pokemon world. Like, what do Pokemon need? I think that's actually part of their designing process, if I remember a couple interviews correctly.
I don't know why, but something just came to mind. Like, what if every Pokemon Center got broken into? Where would they send them then?
I guess they wouldn't think something that deep, but at the same time, the answer is they'd probably just get stolen. I mean, you gotta realize, the likeliness of that happening is so low due to how many Pokemon Centers are in the world. I mean, I feel like if we're asking then, it could be possible. If we're asking because we know there's at least 9 different regions now at the time of this recording, we can assume that can't happen. But what do I know? You know, it could probably. Honestly, I also think it's funny how destructive Koffing and Ekans are, especially because they're usually pathetic. This is the most able I've ever even seen them, to be honest. Kind of nuts. Misty, Ash, I swear to God. I don't even know what to say about this section we're just paused on. If you guys don't know how we do these episodes, I don't know if I mentioned it in the first one. We basically stop when we see something we're interested in talking in, and we continue watching the episode. We are paused in the moment where Goldeen got sent out and brought back in. Ash kept on throwing random balls from the Pokemon Center of presumably sick Pokemon. One of them was a Pidgey, one of them was empty, then one was a Rattata. It's just like, dude, stop.
And James is like, That's your best. They're washed up.
Yeah, like a Goldeen, and she tried to use it out of water. In the games, that's possible due to balancing issue. You can't just have a body of water anywhere you go. In the games, that makes sense. Here, it's just like, what are you doing? Kind of makes me wonder if the writers literally did that just to, like, say, like, look, in the actual Pokemon world, we'd need water for that. I don't know. It seems like they actually follow their own rules just whenever it feels right.
Right.
It's kind of odd. So this whole thing ends off on a good note. Pikachu actually gets powered up by a bicycle.
By Misty's charred bicycle, to be exact.
Yep. He pedals to give some power generation. And Pikachu uses that extra power to zap Team Rocket out of existence and blow up the Pokemon Center because Koffing let gas out during that. Ignited and kaboom, kablooey. This is a finished episode. To be honest, I love this episode so much.
I love this episode.
And again, like I said before, I would go ahead and say if you want to watch this episode, I would actually suggest you watch it with I Choose You. These two, I think, are the best pair of episodes to watch back-to-back. Binging is also just great for this whole show, to be honest, but these two, I'd never watch by themselves in any capacity. I don't really think they're strong enough on their own. No matter how nice I say it, I usually pair both together and watch it like a 40-some minute movie. Either way, thank you guys for coming out to the second Indigo Files. Thank you, Brit, for joining me for the Indigo Files.
Thank you for inviting.
Yep. So, next episode, we don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to be a little transparent here and tell you, Comey's episode is still coming. We might actually have to take a couple of weeks to get that together. I've had to work too much to watch the show, to review the show.
Just had too much going on, but we'll get to it.
Yeah. Next week will probably be an episode of something else, to be honest. Maybe even another Indigo Files episode. I feel like that's doable. I think that's doable. I want to watch the whole show now that I know there's only one season, 24 episodes, I think it was. Yep. So we'll be back in a couple weeks with Comey. Next week, I'm going to go ahead and say Indigo Files again. Just because these are fun, they're easy. Either way, thank you guys so much for coming to the Self Center. And we'll see you next time.